I'm not sure what Mike has in store for us, but he got all kinds of stuff sitting up here. And I'll turn this over to Brother Mike. His title is Prioritizing Our Life in the Lord.
Brothers and sisters and Sunday school scholars, I gave this talk to my dog 3 times on Saturday, and she enjoyed it all 3 times, and all 3 times are different. So just bear with me. What we're going to talk about today is our priorities. There's some things in life, and this here is our life. This is the end of it. We put the lid on. If anything else can go in there, we're done. And everybody in this room undoubtedly wants to have a place in that kingdom. And God has given us a book of instruction on how to get to that kingdom. And there are so many things that are necessary that aren't necessarily scriptural, but they're necessary for life. And then we have things that may not be necessary just for food and raiment, but in the life we live in, we got to have them. I bet there's not a soul in the room, even the little bitty kids, that don't use a telephone. My 4-year-old and 6-year-old grandchildren can get on that phone and do things that I can't even figure out how to turn on. They know my passwords. That's at 4 and 6. So even though it may not be something that's scripturally helping us or spiritually uplifting us, it's not a sin. It's just part of life. And it goes in our bucket. I know that from talking to Brother David Van Pelt, the only reason he would have a TV would be to watch the news. Not necessarily a sin to watch the news. Probably need to keep up with the signs of the time. Not necessarily spiritually uplifting or downlifting. It's just one of those buckets of rocks in our life. And throw those in there. Now, what about fishing? How many of the faithful were fishermen? How can you leave it out? It can't be a sin. Can it control your life? Can you get too much of it? Like anything else. But a little fishing's good for you. We'll throw in our fishing rod. It's our life. It's still got a lot of room to go. So what else do we like to do here? Every Sunday afternoon, all I hear my son-in-law saying, we got to run the pretty and play basketball. Fellowship for the brothers and sisters. Can that be a sin? I don't see how it could. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to throw a little basketball in our bucket of life. How about reading magazines? It depends on what you're reading. Some people say, you know, I wouldn't read a mystery novel, but good housekeeping is good for you. In Reader's Digest, you got to keep up with what's going on in the world. In Sports and Field, if it wasn't for that, you wouldn't even know what hunting and fishing was about. Is it a sin? Everything within reason is probably okay. We'll put it in that other bucket of rocks. Now, what about shopping? Now, I know none of the women are into shopping, but us men got to be shopping. Is it a sin to go shopping? Have you ever tried going without bread, milk, medication, clothes, pet supplies, toilet paper? It don't matter what you're shopping for. You've got to go shopping, so it can't be a sin, can it? Here comes our shopping rocks. What about visiting with friends? How are we going to spread the truth if we only associate amongst our very own and never even speak to others? Maybe we just spend 15 minutes with a guy down there at the supermarket. He knows us when we walk in. That's fine. He's coming in to get a 6-pack of water. He does that every morning. What does he do with all that water? And we sit there and talk about Obamacare. He's for it. I'm against it. Then we talk about somebody we're both against or both for. Eventually we'll bring up what we think in the truth, where all that falls in. So it can't be a sin, so we're going to throw those rocks in there too. So far, are we living a pretty righteous life? Huh? Are we doing anything God's asked us not to do? So we should be well on our way to the kingdom, shouldn't we? You think?
Not doing anything that He asked us to.
Oh, stop it. What if we went hunting? Feeding our family. Would that be okay? We could throw those rocks in there. Now, we've had a pretty busy day so far, haven't we? So what did God tell us to do? Oh, let's look and see if you're right about that. See, that would be the rocks in our life. The daily readings. You're absolutely correct. This is one of the rocks in our life. It's not something that we have an option of doing. Do we need to read them every day? I do. In Acts 17 and 9, it says, "And when they had taken security Jason and of the other, they let them go. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. And these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily to see if what they were being told was the truth." Actually, it says whether those things were so, but this is where the Berean comes from and the Berean Christadelphians. Do we live up to our name? Or do we let the pebbles get in the way? But we know that we need to do our daily reading, so we're going to take, that's one of the rocks, and we're going to put it in here so we know we're going to have it to get where we're going. What else is required?
Studying
the Word of what? The Word of God. That would be one of our rocks. We've got a lot of stuff in there, but we've still got plenty of work for studying. Let's stick our studying rock in there. 2 Timothy 2 and 15, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Well, what else do we have to do? It may not be necessarily scripturally required, but it's required for life.
Sleeping.
You could ask Brother Lee, you don't sleep, he'll be seeing you. It's going to be ugly after that. So we got to sleep. We don't have any choice about it. It's not going to be a very big rock. We're just going to take up a little bit of space for sleep. For those that don't sleep a lot, we're going to force it right in there. Okay? So far we've got a study rock, a reading rock, and a sleeping rock in there. So what about meeting? Is it important?
Yes.
But is it okay if we just have a few things that we need to do? We made a memorial meeting. Okay? That was the big one, wasn't it? In Wednesday afternoon class, well, hunting season only comes around once a year. You think the Lord looks at it like that? So do you think possibly we need to go ahead and put in a memorial meeting, our, as David Van Pelt would say, our shindigs, or our get-togethers, or whatever you like to call it, going over to Kitty and Jerry's and enjoying the truth with them? The other night I went, and they're going to play a little game. After I looked at my wife and said, "You ready to slip out of here?" She said, "Oh, let's stay a little while." That was the most fun I've had, and I don't know when. It was really enjoyable. We learned a lot. Did a lot of bonding. We had to get some of the brothers and sisters in line to get the questions right. Found out some of them we thought would be great weren't as good as the ones we didn't think would be. It was a lot of fun. We're going to put our study rock in there. We've got a problem, guys. I'm going to put that around in here so we'll get in the rest of our rocks. So let's see what Hebrews 10:23 says. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke to love and to good works, notwithstanding or not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. So it sounds like it's pretty important that maybe we can't make every time. We're having something with David and Lois's, and you already got something else that you've committed to. That's a commitment, whether it's to somebody in the world or somebody in the truth. The commitment's your word. You can't make every single time. You can't make every single gathering. But it's a mindset. Do you try? Do you want to? Would you rather be there? What about when Glenn and Julie say, hey, come out. We're having a deal out at the house. Oh, man, that's a long ways to go. And you get out there and you're like, man, that's the best time I've had in 6 weeks, hands down. What about prayer? Is that pretty important?
Yes.
Is it? Prayer, it says to pray without ceasing. I used to think, how do you get anything done if you're praying without ceasing? Man, the older you get, the more you find the time to pray without ceasing. So we're going to put our prayer rock in there. That's kind of a waste, isn't it? We got it in there. We have lots of verses on praying. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. 5:18, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ concerning you. Abstain from all the appearance of evil. The faithful is he that called you, and who will do it? Brethren, pray for us. Who was one of the big people that prayed in the Bible when the chips were down? Jesus did. You're right. Jesus did. I was thinking about Daniel. Y'all remember Daniel? Now, it's pretty important to remember Daniel. I'm going to tell you why. Because it's easy to stand up here in the comfort of the brothers and sisters with the people that love you all around you and say, I could have done that. I'd have told that king, I'm going to do what God tells me to do. Well, when you're looking down them lines and ain't anybody but there, but you better hope you're there with the Lord. He didn't know that he wasn't going to die. He didn't know that those lions weren't going to rip him piece by piece apart and eat him. All he knew was that if he obeyed God, in the end, God would take care of him. Okay? So Daniel 6:6, then these presidents and princes assembled together unto the king and said unto him, King Darius, live forever. And all the presidents of the kingdom and the governors and the princes and the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute, that means a law, to make a firm decree that whoever shall ask a petition, that's praying, to any god or man for 30 days other than the king has to be thrown to the lions. And the king can't even change this. That's the word. It's set in cement. Nothing can be changed. King Darius signed it. Says, let's go for it. Daniel knew. He didn't think about it. He knew without any doubt whatsoever that this had been signed. It says, when he knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open, he didn't do it behind the door. In his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks to his God as he did aforetime. When we're with the brothers and sisters, it's not difficult to pray. You're expected to. Be kind of feeling funny if you didn't pray. How about when you're not with the brothers and sisters and you're out with your friends or co-workers in the world? Then you kind of feel self-conscious. You're the only one at the table praying. How do you think Daniel felt? He was the only one at the lion's den praying. Second Thessalonians 1 and 2, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. Prayer is extremely important. It's our communication to God. We have meditation. Meditation isn't praying. Meditation is thinking about those things and thinking them. It's kind of like when you're thinking about, maybe Curtis has a basketball game at the school and he's thinking, man, I did this last time and they're waiting on me to do that. But if I sent that guy around that away, they may not. That's meditation. You're thinking about it. You're thinking, what can I do different to make my walk in the truth a little bit stronger? Psalms 19 and 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Meditation or contemplation is deep thought and thinking about a subject, whether about things concerning the truth or what you should pack for a trip. It's all meditation. What about working? Are we commanded to work? Living in America, we're taught more and more about our rights and what we should demand. We're taught that we should have the right to be fed even if we don't work. So let's look and see if we feel that God thinks we should work. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 9, the Lord's given to the law to Moses, and he says, 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work. 6 days a week. That's a lot. Ephesians 4, verse 28. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the things which is good that he may have to give to them that needeth. So it sounds like not only should he work, but that we should remember those that are less fortunate. That doesn't mean to feed those that are too sorry to work. That means to feed those that for some reason can't, or maybe just aren't as fortunate and blessed as you are at the moment. For even when we were with you, this is Paul in Thessalonians. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. That's pretty self-explanatory, so I think we better put in a rock as a requirement for pleasing God. We got a problem. We still got eating to go. And I like to eat. And we hadn't got in meditation. The lid won't go on. We got a problem, guys. Do y'all know what the problem is? Do we have too many pebbles? Or do we not prioritize our pebbles? Okay, let's start over real quick. Y'all give me just a minute. We got a problem here. Let's see what we have done wrong. We're going to pull all of our rocks back out, okay? We're going to see if we can get one redo here. We're going to put all of our rocks back in their container. You guys, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a redo. The first thing I'm going to do, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Y'all do whatever you want to. I'm going to call my mama and tell her I got a redo and we need to talk about this. So let's go and throw that phone call rock in there. That was scary. We get the rest of my rocks out here before I can get one of them. That's that one. I think I'm going to meditate on that for a second. If I can find my meditation rock. I'm going to lay it right in there. And you know, Eating's pretty important. So where's my eating rock? I don't want to miss that one. And maybe if we threw in a little hunting, then we got to have something to eat. And for those of us that don't like too much red meat, we need a little fishing rock in there. Don't get carried away. So we got our eating rock in there. Got that taken care of. Got our phone calls in there. What do we got to do next? It's up to you. 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 Oh, we put it in the hunting, right? We're going to put it in the hunting. Tell you what, let's throw in another chunk of rock. Just while we think about it. I think we better pray about it, because you don't have the answer. I sure don't have the answer. Put it in prayer. You think maybe we ought to study on it so we know what we're praying about? We'll go and put in our prayer rock. Our study rock right there next to it. We'll stick it over there. And I'm not real sure that we're doing this right. So we're going to put in our meditation. We already got in our meditation rock. There it is, right there. Right after the phone call, we meditated on it. And we prayed about it. And now it's time to go to work. The Lord said, you don't work, you don't eat, so we're going to get in our work rock. Well, we know, what is today? And what do we have to do on Sundays?
Pray.
And go to where? Here's our meeting rock. It just went in. Move the study rock around. Is that a meeting rock? No? We'll put in the meeting rock first. Study rock first. Okay. Got in our memorial rock. I got to make a phone call to my mother about that. Okay. Our daily readings. We almost forgot those. But we got room for it now. We're going to put in a daily reading rock. We'll go visit with a friend of mine and tell him how close that was. It was pretty rough. Maybe we should go shopping for some new clothes for the next time we go to meeting. Let's see what's in there. I just got to relax. I'm going to sit down with the Reader's Digest and read that for a minute before we go any further. Sleep. We got in sleep. We're out of pebbles. Look at all that room. When we put the Word of God and what we should be doing first, what do we have left? We have got room for more shopping, more fishing, more basketball. Look at that. Look at that. We got in three more cups full and still got room. And you know the best part? You know the best part? When we get to the end of it, we still screw on the lid. I think we've done a pretty good job. You know what we did? We put into priority the things of God first, and there was plenty of room for everything else. That's it, guys.
I'd like to thank Mike for his talk. I think the thing I came out of it with is don't let the little pebbles get in the way of the big rocks. I hope you children enjoyed it.